Weather. It's a handoff to Drew Field, and he's into the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Cass City. The first points of the night go to the Red Hawks, 6-0, utilizing number 27, Drew Field, the senior, utilizing the Bad Axe turnover on their first play on offense, and they march in for 26 yards on that drive.
Mentioned it before the game even started. If Bad Axe wanted to hang in there tonight, they had to hold on to the football. And the first play, they drop it on the turf and give Cass City a free 6 points, barring their two-point conversion play here.
They're going to be going for two, as this team does not have a rather efficient point after team. Hartle under center, three men in the backfield. And he's going back for the pass. He has a man open on the left side. Does he bring it in? Yes, he does, to Curtis Dickinson, the senior. The two-point conversion is good. And you're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. It's Cass City 8, Bad Axe nothing.
More sure.
As time passes and the leaves change with the seasons, your smartphone should change with them. And this fall, Thumb Cellular has a great selection of smartphones to keep you from getting stuck in the past. Optimize your smartphone experience with the LG Optimus F5, priced at just $39. Or try the HTC Deluxe with an 8-megapixel camera that will make Snapchatting pictures of your kids' pumpkins as easy as pumpkin pie. Thumb Cellular is also offering the Motorola Razr Max with a colossal 16 gigabytes of onboard memory for just $159. And feed your desire for free stuff with the HTC Desire with built-in Wi-Fi and GPS navigation. This one is absolutely free with contract. Terms of service apply. So this fall, make like a leaf and change with the times. Head to your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and get your hands on a new smartphone.
Tomka,
Tomka the Bum. Cassidy 1-for-1 on their offensive drive. Results in a touchdown, and the two-point conversion was good on a pass to Curtis Dickinson. Now makes it 8-0 early in this game with 7:34 left in the first quarter.
I can't stress this enough, Clark. If this game is going to stay close and be a battle for four quarters, Bad Axe has to hold on to the football, or Cass City is going to run away with this.
Cass City ready to kick it off yet again, and this one looks like we have it. Same kicker, number 71, Sam Boots. That's with a Z. From their own 40-yard line, left to right across the radio, this ball is flying through the air. Looks like it's going to come down at the 18-yard line, bounces down to the 12, where number 7 for Bad Axe, Bailey Hines, the senior, is running it out. He's tripped up at the 27, and that's where he's going to be marked down.
The tackle on special teams was made by Braden Perzanowski.
A 15-yard return for Bailey Hines. Bad Axe on the field for the second time tonight, trying to make ends meet here on the second drive. The first one resulted in a one-play turnover.
Yes, a one-play turnover. It wasn't even hit that hard. It was more of just careless with the football. Put two hands over the football, put your head down and run hard, and hopefully they continue to hold on to the football. We don't see so many turnovers.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
That's exactly right.
That's right. Bad Axe coming out with trips to the right, man in shotgun form, and it's a pitch out to number 25. Mitch Kennedy, the senior running back, and he is caught in the backfield for a big loss. Cassidy swarmed the ball way back to the 21-yard line. That is a loss of 6.
Number 75, Ethan Montai, the junior, was not fooled on the play.
It's now 2nd and 16 after a tackle for loss in that last one. Now brings up 2nd and 16 from the 21-yard line of Bad Axe with 6:55 left in the first quarter. Cassidy leads 8-0.
Keep in mind, far as we know, Tommy Morneau, sophomore, making his first start at quarterback for Bad Axe.
And he's in the shotgun with one man behind him, trips to the left and a receiver wide to the right. It's a screen pass to the left to Bailey Hines. He caught it, and he gets out to about the 24-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards, if that, when all said and done. It brings up a 3rd and long.
The senior, 65, Jacob Perry, first on the scene.
Jacob Perry having a big game tonight already. He has a tackle and a fumble recovery so far for the Red Hawk defense.
And leave it to Jacob Perry. He's just getting started.
3rd and 14 coming up for Bad Axe, working off the left hash, right to left across your radio with the winged helmets, much similar to the Skywriting U of M athletic department. Receivers wide each way, shotgun Morneau chucking this one up as he's hit, stays in the pocket, and it's nearly caught but also nearly picked off. Pass was intended at midfield for number 12. Tyler Labor falls incomplete, but there's white jerseys all over him.
Drew Field did a nice job deflecting that pass for Cass City, but Tyler Labor had space. He was out in the open. Morneau had to rush the throw just a hair, and it come up just a little bit short. Labor did a nice job actually playing defensive back and making sure that it wasn't intercepted.
And props to the sophomore quarterback, Tommy Morneau, who took a hit like a champ there, but got the ball off and actually hit his target.
He made a pretty decent throw. It was about 2 yards short of being right where it needed to be.
Bad X's punt team out there. Punting away is number 18, Tommy Morneau, the man who does it all. And it's actually fumbled when they brought it up at the 43-yard line. They tried to do a little trickery, turned the ball around, and unfortunately no one grabbed the ball.
Yeah, the number 88 was back to Curtis Dickinson, and I think Drew Fields back to for Cass City, the two special teams guys back there. Dickinson picked it up, took his back to Bad X, and actually wanted to hand it off as sort of a read option play, hand it off, and both guys left the ball, and it fell to the ground. So fortunately for them, it hopped back right up into Dickinson's lap, and they ruled him down right there.
The lights were on, but the house was empty. First and 10 for Cass City at their own 41-yard line, working left to right across your radio with an 8-point lead over Bad Axe with 5:46 left in the first quarter. T formation, Hartle under center. Hands it off to Perzanowski, number 26. He's rolling, diving, steaming.
Look at him go.
Breaks through the tackle. He's at the 40-yard line of Bad Axe to the 30.
Gone.
He's breaking free down to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Cass City. Perzanowski with the 59-yard carry on the first play of offense. On the second drive, Perzanowski breaks free of three tackles and finds himself standing alone in the end zone. Touchdown, Cass City.
Well, I'm not going to lie, Clark. I looked into a herd of defenders, and next thing I know, Perzanowski appeared from that pile, and there were probably four or five Mason blue uniforms laying on the ground as Perzanowski was sprinting down the field. So I don't know how he got out of that standing up, but a heck of a run by Braden Perzanowski.
He rolled out of a tackle right before the first down marker, and it was nothing but pay dirt in front of him from there forward.
A lot of rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Now a two-point conversion coming up for Cass City as Dave Hansen has me speechless there. It's a handoff to Drew Field around the left end. He's held straight up at the line of at the end zone line by the Bad Axe special teams defense. And the two-point conversion fails.
That's hard to do, Clark. I'm not going to lie.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. It's 14-0 Cass City in the first quarter.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports as Cass City scores. It only took them one play on that drive. It covered 59 yards, and Braden Perzanowski showing what he can do with his legs. Rolls out of three tackles and finds himself standing up for the score.
I mean, Perzanowski's a pretty good-sized guy, about 6'2", but he stays low to the ground, and he keeps very good control of the ball. And he is a tough guy to get your hands wrapped around, as you've seen a lot of Bad Axe tacklers try and arm tackle him, and he is just too big, fast, and strong for that. They're going to have to go a little bit lower and wrap up them legs a little better, because if you go higher than the waist, he's just going to drag you along for the ride.
Drop it low. 5:34 left in the first quarter. Cass City leads 14-0 over Bad Axe. And number 71, Sam Boots, the booter, out there to kick off. I'm sure he's never heard that joke in his world, in his life.
I don't think so.
Okay, he's out for his third kick of the day from the 40-yard line of Cass City. Number 88 directing traffic, that's Curtis Dickinson next to him, as his little more line drive bounces at the 26-yard line. And that's where Bad Axe is trying to bring it back, and they don't get much farther than 4 yards at the 30. The returner there was number 66, or number 80, excuse me, Austin Geiger, a senior.
And the tackle was made by Braden Perzanowski, believe it or not.
He does it all. And now it's first and 10 for Bad Axe and their third drive of the night. The first one resulted in a one-play turnover.